pie. In our rush on a Wednesday morning to get the Bracket podcast put together, as we both tried to get to work, we forgot to mention the fact that we, of course, as the Obvious Brothers, are having a bracket challenge again this year. Please go to CBS Sports Bracket and look for Obvious Brothers, or there's a link in the header of this podcast on Spotify/Anchor.fm, and probably shows up in the Apple podcast too. I've also sent links to a lot of people who've been involved previously. The winner will, of course, get a Obvious Brothers t-shirt with a bracket on it with our famous picture on it designed by GB, which is much envied by everybody and much desired. The second place winner will get two t-shirts. So look for that, and thank you for participating. Now, to our Bracket podcast.
Hi, this is the Obvious Brothers. I'm Obvious Steve.
This is Obvious John.
Yeah, and we're here to talk not camel fighting, but llamas, and not much anything except brackets today, huh, John?
Correct.
Brackets, brackets, brackets. All right, let's get down to this, John. The reveal came out Sunday evening. I know what a bracketologist you are, John. So you were all over this and who was on the bubble and everything. Did you have any surprises?
Not too many. I guess the one big one was what, North Carolina not being in.
No, I wasn't a surprise. They suck.
I agree. But, you know, everybody wanted to make a big deal about it.
Yeah, well, if it hadn't been North Carolina, nobody had been talking about it. I think the biggest surprise from all the bracketologists I follow was Rutgers out and Nevada in.
Yes. And then I see people picking Nevada to win.
Right. Well, yes, there's both. Yeah, there's some people think there's a karma thing about being the surprise team in, but I'm not sure that karma really plays a lot of hoops, but what do I know?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah, I think karma is a short guy in bad shorts, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, I think the other big surprise in terms of bracket reveal, which will kind of pop up here in a moment, is they sent Kansas out to Vegas. We talked about this at one point, put them in the West, and Houston's playing in Kansas City. And there are lots of complaints, I guess. Well, a lot of analysis that Kansas got the hardest bracket. I'm not sure. I know the numbers and everything, but I'm not sure that's how it's going to play out. So, all right. Those are the kind of the big surprises. And there are always interesting quirks of travel involved.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those. Hey, John, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
All right. So what's the difference between a cat and a comma?
What?
Cats have claws on the end of their paws, and commas have pauses on the end of their clauses.
Okay.
No? Yeah.
Interesting.
What do cats call a big stack of cats?
What?
A meowton.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Today was cat joke day. Did you,
I did not realize that.
You did not realize that. Yes. It's yesterday was pie day. Today is cat joke day, National Cat Joke Day. So are you going to say something I need to cut out of the podcast, or are we pushing on?
No, you know, at my age, though, it is time for me to, you know, get those things I need to get done, like colonoscopies and stuff. And I went and saw my proctologist the other day, and he said that his longtime girlfriend broke up with him. And it absolutely wrecked him.
Oh, my God. You didn't just make a rectum pun, did you?
I did.
With a proctologist. That's just, oh man. I'm not going to recover from that one. All right. We're not talking about TV shows or anything. We've got a lot. Ted Lasso's out today. A Mandalorian, John is not caught up on. And
I am actually. I've watched the first two episodes.
And then we have Shrinking I haven't seen. But this is podcast. This is my favorite podcast of the year. This is the Bracket Podcast, where we tell Sean how to fill out his bracket so he can lose money with us. Right, John?
That's right.
That's right. Well, except John won last year and screwed that all up. So John is now, he should have a crown on his head, is the reigning champion in Sean's mind. So here we go. All right. I'm going to walk you through ESPN's list yesterday of the things you should do or not do in doing your bracket. And I'll see how you do, John. All right.
Okay.
Do you have a somebody from the first four going to the round of 32?
No.
I have Pitt beating Iowa State in their next game and going to the round of 32. Do you have a 12 over a 5?
Yes. Am I supposed to tell you who that is?
Well, you know, the podcast isn't going to be much good if you're just going to keep it a secret, John.
I got Drake,
to be obvious about it, John. It's not these.
Drake beating Miami.
That's what I have. Yes, that's what I have. All right. According to ESPN, you can eliminate 1-2 seed before the round of 16. Did you do that?
Texas.
You got Texas out early. Wow. You must have A&M beating them.
I do.
Yes. All right. One double digit seed. I don't have one. What's that?
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning. I got them losing the next game, but I'm still torn. I might change my pick between A&M and Penn State.
Oh, okay. One double digit seed to the round of 16.
I don't have a double digit in 16.
Neither do I. Okay. Five seed or lower to the Elite Eight.
When you say lower, do you mean higher?
No. Lower means lower, John.
Well, yeah, there's lots of lower seeds to the Elite Eight.
Lower. Yeah, lower means a bigger number.
Okay, so you're going, you meant higher seed.
No.
I mean, last I checked, six was higher than four.
Not in seeding.
Okay. What was the higher than four?
Higher than five.
Higher than five. I do not.
Neither do I. Do you have a double digit seed to the, no double digit seeds to the Elite Eight?
Yeah, no.
No, okay. No more than two from the same conference in the Final Four?
Also no.
Okay. Do you have a one seed to win it?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, no repeats. So Kansas, we scratch Kansas.
Maybe.
Well, it says no repeats. So we scratch Kansas. All right. Didn't you win with Kansas last year? What are you doing? Rolling with it again to see if you can do the double dip?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the nasty here. What's your Final Four?
I've got Bama, Houston, UConn, Duke.
Wow. Okay. 4-5-1-1. Okay. Chalk. All right. There you go. So, let me try and figure out who goes where. So you could have Bama Houston playing in the final game.
Yes.
And you have Bama winning.
No, are you trying to get me to spill all the beans all at once?
Yeah. John, why is this the secret bracket reveal?
Actually, I'm also still undecided on that as well, on who wins.
Okay, well, okay, this is
I've got my final four figured out. I don't know who I want to pick to be in the final game yet.
Okay, this is a stage whisper for all our listeners to remind you. There are almost every year, John comes back and says, I forgot what I picked, and I have two different brackets going in different places. And I didn't realize it. So, all right, this is not unusual, everybody. All right, I'm back with you, John. So John with his. So John, here's my final four, which is not like yours at all. In fact, we have nobody in common. All right, I have a completely different final four. I have Arizona, Purdue, Texas, who you have getting beat early, and Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't shake your head at me. Did I shake my head at yours? Did I do that shit? No.
No, I forgot I was on video.
since there's no video, you don't know. I didn't make that noise. No. No, that's mine. Yes. That's what I got.
Yeah, you're down on UCLA because of the injury, right?
Yeah.
So I get that.
Right. UCLA is not the one. Well, you know, Kansas has a guy hurt too.
Yep.
And their coach, who might be all right, but probably isn't. I've been there, done that, and I can tell you he's not going to be quite as perky for a while as he was before he had it done.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I do not trust Alabama's youngsters under pressure, and I think Arizona has a good enough team to beat them in a 1-2 game. And, of course, I have my alma mater winning it all because what the hell. Okay, so I'm going to break it down for you. You ready? I have two rationales for them winning it all. Okay, first, let's start with number 8 on the list we just did. A 1 seed wins half the time, all right? And they're a 1 seed, whether you like it or not, they're a 1 seed. And if they win, they'll say a 1 seed won it half the time. All right, Kansas has a guy hurt. All right, Alabama, I just said, I don't trust. And Houston's probably the most important player on Houston's team is shaky. He didn't play in Sunday's final. So it's hard to have confidence in any of the other three. So why not go with Purdue on that logic? Second, they got a great draw. No matter what anybody says, they got a great draw. Okay. They're supposed to win the 8-9 game, whether anybody thinks they're going to, you know, people have them losing the 8-9 game, whoever they play, which is weirder than shit. Ones don't very often lose the 8-9 game, but okay. If they win the 8-9 game, they play Duke, who they've already beaten by double digits. All right. In the next game, they would play Marquette, who they've already beat. All right. Well, assuming the bracket holds up. And then they could play Gonzaga in the national championship game, who they beat by double digits. So I have two rationales that make me feel better about my pick. Although nobody in the media ever mentions the fact they beat all these teams as they say how bad they've looked, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if I had done the opening right, if I had it written down, we're supposed to be the obvious brothers and we talk Purdue IU. So are you going to give me some IU chatter here? You like their draw? You got them going deep?
I do not like their draw at all.
Okay.
I don't like Kent State. I don't like either Drake or Miami in the second round if they get through those two. And then I don't like them playing Houston if they get to the next round.
Depending upon how healthy Houston is.
Correct.
You know, I metrics and everything aside, okay, this is two things I know. Without Sasser, they were up on Bama by like 15 and Sasser got hurt and they ended up losing. They didn't play Sasser on Sunday against Memphis, and they got rolled. So without him and, you know, a groin injury, he could try and play. You know, he can pull it during the game and be, you know, shit. You know, just don't count on him being healthy at this point, because, you know, it's one of those nagging things that he's likely to re-injure at any given moment. So, yeah, I understand. Yeah. And the problem is, at some point you might be playing Houston at home, but that's before you play them before that. So, because I'm going to be there in Houston for the Final Four.
Yes, you've told me such.
Yeah, well, you asked first.
I did.
Yeah, right. In fairness, all right. So in the bracket that we know will have multiple options, depending upon which side I look at and which set of games, how far do you have IU going?
Right now, I am getting beat by Kent State.
Really? Okay. Wow, look at me. I'm the IU homer at this point. I've got them getting beat in the Elite Eight by Texas. I got them beating Houston.
Well, they haven't won 2 games in a row, and I don't know how long.
Well, they should beat Kent State because they lost their last game.
Correct.
I saw it in person.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
It wasn't. No, it was not.
No. No, yeah. And it was. We should brag about ourselves. We kind of called all the games about how it was going to go. You said, you know, you feared them not covering guys hitting 3-pointers on the edge, and that's what Penn State did to them for a better part of the game. And of course, I said Pickett will back people down, and he had a great day backing people down against you guys. We double teamed him, and he had like 8 points. But no, so those two things killed you. But anyway, that was last weekend, and doesn't matter anymore. Although we do have the trophy. Yeah. It's nice to have the trophy. It's only the second time we've ever won it.
The double win.
Yeah. Hey, John, the second time we've ever won the Big Ten tourney in 26 years. Hey, John, trivia time. You don't know CBS Sports. Anyway, trivia time, John. How many times have Purdue and IU played in the Big Ten tournament?
Probably never.
Nope.
Oh. Just played each other, period?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was automatically assumed you meant the final.
No, never done that. Somebody hasn't won the game to meet us the last 2 years in the final. I'm not going to say who.
Since you said us, yeah, you kept that real secret.
Yeah, well, kind of like your bracket, yeah.
I think – I would, man, just a handful of times. In 26 years, maybe what, 10 times?
They played each other the first year of the tournament in the quarterfinals. Purdue won. It's the only time they've ever played in the Big Ten tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. Katie versus Knight, 76-71. Only time they played. You know, the possibility of it coming up, it came up a lot in stories over the weekend, so. It's not like I remember or anything, but it was kind of an amazing thing. Like you say, the odds, you'd think the odds, especially before it got to be 14 teams, that they would bump into each other at some point. But nope, only ever played once. All right, so I've got IU going further than you do. How far you have Purdue going? Bastard?
I've got them getting beat by Duke, obviously.
Well, I didn't know that you had them getting that far. So you got them winning 2 games.
Yeah.
And getting beat by Duke. You're one of those Duke bastard homers.
Well, you know, when Duke, I just feel like it's that one of those things where they're going to be a pain in the ass in this tournament.
Yeah. Overrated. All right. Yeah, I've heard people say that they should have gotten a higher seed, but 4-5 game. Interesting. All right. So other things we need to cover here.
How far you got Marquette going?
I've got Marquette playing Purdue in the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Now we beat them.
Okay.
neither one of us was ranked at the time. But
how far did you have UConn going?
I have UConn playing Gonzaga in the final of the in the other Elite Eight game. I have them beating Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to cover my entire Elite Eight? Because I've got Arizona beating Alabama, Texas beating IU. So you, who do you have playing Bama?
I've got Arizona, Bama, UConn, Gonzaga, Duke, Marquette, and Houston, Xavier.
Xavier, huh? Yeah, I have Xavier losing to Pitt, but okay.
Oh wow, you're high on Pitt, huh?
I'm high. Remember on the list, one first round team goes to. No, that's not the one. There's one of those that's applicable here. The double digit seeds to the round of 16. Yeah, I think Xavier. I think they missed Fremantle, and we'll see if how that works out for them. All right, upsets. What do you have for upsets?
Let's see. I've got.
Do I have every 10 winning? I do. I have every 10 winning.
I've got Utah State winning.
I have every 10 winning. I'm going to repeat that. I have every 10 winning.
I've got USC winning. I do not have Boise State winning. Yep. That's Boise State's the only one I don't have winning. I have every 10 besides Boise State.
Well, You didn't know whether you had Penn State or Texas A&M, but
it's now I have it as Penn State.
As he changes it as we talk. Okay. So yes, 10 sevens look good, look hot. I didn't like the 5-12 game so much. Drake was the best shot I had. I mean, people are talking about either Duke making it all the way or getting beat in the first round. So that's kind of a head scratcher. Which is it? So who are the other fives?
VCU. I have VCU beating St. Mary's.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And I have Drake beating Miami.
And who's the did you have San Diego State getting beat?
No, I got them beating Charleston.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. So that's the 5-12s, the 7-10s.
I do not believe I picked a 13 this year.
16-13-4, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I did not pick any 13s.
No, I think we've covered all my – I went mildly chalky, which I know doesn't work out, but this is always the thing. This is Steve Math for those of you at home. This is for Sean. Sean, you realize if you try and guess the 5-12 – and you guess the wrong one, that means you get two wrong, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to going chalk and only missing the one. Yeah.
Does your bracket total equal enough, your final four equal enough seeds? Doesn't it have to be like over six or something like that?
I think it's supposed to be, the average is 9, and I have 3, 5, 8.
I've got 11.
I see that. Well, you know, you pulling a 5 in will boost that average quite a bit.
And a 4.
Well, pulling a 5 in will boost that average quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Just to do the obvious math. Yeah. So that's interesting. Well, what else do we need to say?
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. So how many? Well, okay. Maybe you need a lawyer to answer this question, but how many money brackets are you in?
Well, that's funny you mentioned that, because I was just writing this down on how many I actually am technically money wise. I have potential. I'm in one survivor. Survivor pool is cool. One, I have not signed up for the vote one yet.
No.
BOGT guy.
Yeah.
So it could potentially be in two survivor pools. I'm in Cramsey's pool.
Sean, yeah, Right.
Yep.
Which you almost win your money back if you win. we have to get that in before you don't want him thinking. Yeah.
And then potentially one more that's with the guys I golf with. So that would be four. I'm in two right now. Could be four if I decide to get in the other two.
Yeah, well, never mind the survivor shit. It's just two brackets then. Two money brackets.
Two money brackets.
Will you have the same bracket in both?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, so are you not in the Ryan Collins? Maybe we shouldn't do this on air because we'll all be in handcuffs. But
yeah, I do need to get RC to send me that again. I mean, that's
I can forward it to you, but afterwards. So since I asked you and you're not asking me, I'll volunteer. I decided I was only going to do two brackets, no survivor or anything else, because I had that much money in my Venmo account. So I decided not to tap into other financial resources, and I have two different brackets. I have one Purdue bracket, and the other one, I have Houston winning for a lot of reasons. One is maybe Sasser will play, and if he's healthy and they're playing there in Houston, I think that would be a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing. I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever done it before. So I don't know. I don't know that they're playing. They're not playing on their home court though.
No, they'll be at the NRG Stadium, but still.
Yeah. They get to sleep in their own beds, blah, blah, blah.
Probably not even that, but the crowd will be, it'll be very, very largely huge. And I'm sure, because they're already, I mean, I looked at SeatGeek and they're already selling, tickets and stuff like that. So I'm sure a lot of people in anticipation of them.
It's not a bad thing to anticipate when you're one seed. Yeah.
Correct.
Right. Coming home, I can imagine there'd be some people, to use the Sean term, would be throwing some bones at some tickets. Yeah. So Survivor. All right, tell me, I'm not playing yet, but who you got tomorrow on Survivor, and what first day do you have to pick? Four, three, two?
No. So yeah, that's, I don't know. The two that I've been solicited for are different.
Right.
So yeah, the one that I'm officially in, let me see so I can remember. Three teams in the first round. So that's three teams that have to get through Thursday and Friday games. So that's not three per day. That's three
total. Over 2 days. Yeah. Over 32 games. Right. Yeah.
And then from there, it goes two in the second round, Saturday and Sunday. And then from there on, it goes one per after. Right. Now, the other one I'm in is a little. This is part of the reason why I don't think I'm going to get in this one, because it's a little trickier.
Is this one? This is the JV one, right?
Yeah, the JV one.
Because we're not using names in case the FBI is listening.
That's true.
Right.
So you have to pick two winners each day.
Right. I played a couple years and I thought that was right. Two winners a day. The first 2 days, at least, maybe even days three and four.
No. Yeah. Just days one and two, 2 days. And if you advance to the round of 32, you must pick one winner each day going forward. So you would eliminate, what would that be? Two, four, five, six. You'd eliminate six teams. I guess at the end of the round 32, you've eliminated the same amount of teams.
Have you? No, you haven't.
No, you've eliminated six in JVs and only five in.
But, and the trick is, you don't want to have picked all 16 in the Sweet 16. You want to have picked somebody on Thursday, Friday who only wins one game.
Yeah. But then
you can't use them twice, as everybody who understands Survivor knows. So you don't want to use all your one seeds on your correct. First four picks, right? Yeah. So
well, and the JV one, you've got to pick one a day going all the way through, whereas the other one you have to pick just one
per round
right. going through. But, after
yeah, that's easier and more likely to end up with a tie. Yeah.
So I don't know, but they both have huge pots. That's the other side of that coin.
Right. Yeah. They're, as I remember, the JV one, there was at least a four-figure pot. And then, of course, we haven't even mentioned the crazy thing that Pigskin Mania does.
What's that?
They do just like they did in World Cup, where there are eight tiers and you get points based on the peer you pick. You know, it's an accumulation of points. So I think you understand what I'm saying. So
yeah, that's almost kind of like a confidence type thing, but not really.
Sort of, but you know, if you could, you know, somebody, guys who won in World Cup, I can't remember, you know, I've slept since then, but there were a couple surprises in the World Cup who won and went into the knockout round who were like sevens or eights. And so they got, a seven for the first win and a 14 for the second win. And so they had massive, you know, you can't beat that. If you have all ones and twos or getting 1 and 2 points at a time. So same thing. If you've got, what would it be? We were picking 10 seeds to win, right? If I picked all four 10 seeds would be like a six and they all won, I would have 24 points right off the bat and would be in first place. And that'd be hard to beat, but you know, 10 seeds winning is a whole different thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the way that works. And I mentioned this because it'll have a massive number of people in it.
Yeah. The Pigskin Mania is pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be, I wouldn't doubt that there will be a $3,000 to $5,000 pot. And they pay multiple places. So
pretty all decent right, cheddar.
What? Yeah. Cheddar. Cheddar, yes, not bones, but cheddar. We're cheesing, yeah. So, are you off tomorrow on Friday?
No.
You're just going to have to cheat your way into seeing as much as you see.
Yeah, maybe some cell phone action.
Okay. Hey, you got a hot bet for the first couple of days?
I don't really.
You don't? Okay. You ready for this one? I got this tip from somebody. Howard getting 11 and a half points in the first half against Kansas.
It's not terrible.
No, well,
a lot of points to give up. I think
the assumption is Kansas probably won't come out of the gate hot given all the stuff that's happening. And so.
Well, and you always have that. There's always that one 16-1 seed game, right? That starts off a little shaky for the one team. You're like, oh, is this the year that the 16 is going to beat the one? Is this
right,
going to happen?
And then, yeah. There's always one that plays it close enough where you think it's a game. The other hot take is you mentioned St. Mary's. Did you have them getting beat?
Yeah, I got VCU beating them.
Okay. Well, take VCU in the first half. All right. And whatever points you get, because St. Mary's, you know where St. Mary's is located, right?
Northwest, I assume.
St. Mary's is in suburban San Francisco. They are playing a game on the East Coast in the afternoon. Their first game. Right. So this is kind of like the NFL thing, right? They're coming east. They probably will think they should be in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be rolling out in a tough 5-12 game. So that's our two tips for the day if you want to lose money.
Okay.
All right, bro. You're walking around. You must need a cigarette, and we've done our duty. Sean, good luck. Josh, good luck. We'll be talking to you. I don't know if we're going to do a Saturday podcast or not, but I guess we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we could probably make that work.
Well, we'll have to see how much we're mourning.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good luck on your brackets.
All right, bro. Have a good weekend or week, I guess.
Yeah, it's the middle of the week, man. It's hard to believe. Yes. Hump day. Right. Yeah.
Hump day.
Yeah. National Cat Day.
And today is National Cat Day.
Yes. And on our next pod, when we have time, I'll have to tell you about my weekend in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would be.
Yeah. I have stories to tell. All right. Bye, bro.
See you, bro. Have a good one. Love you.
Love you.